precisa.
Everybody, this is Amelia, and I'm here with my special guest.
What is up, Passenger Seat Nation? It is your special guest, Sophie.
Yes.
How's it going?
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I always say, I'll be better on Saturn. None of this matters. Dreaming of Saturn. All right, sorry. So you just heard the song Saturn by SZA, which is SZA's newest single that she basically just surprised dropped and no one was expecting it. I think it's been an unreleased song that a lot of people have been
waiting on. But yes, that was Saturn by SZA. Hope you all enjoyed that one. Definitely going to be on repeat in the next couple months for sure. So I'm very excited to welcome my first guest of the second semester. Today I'm here with the lovely Sophie. So Sophie,
how's
you want to explain to the people how we met? How have our paths crossed?
How did we meet? Well, that is an incredible question. You see, Amelia and I are both in the Traveling Treasure Trunk, which is Tufts's oldest children's theater group and only non-Shakespeare children's theater group.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And yeah, now we've been bonded at the hip ever since.
Oh yeah.
You guys can't get enough of us. Places you may see Sophie in the wild, where would you say?
You might see me in the campus center. You might see me in a different part of the campus center. You might see me like just outside the campus center. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So Sophie is always in the campus center. We are always getting texts in our group chat. Everybody pull up to the campus center. Sophie, you want to tell us a little more about what is it about that space that kind of draws you in? Why do you love the campus center? What is it about it? Favorite spots? Any recommendations for the listeners?
Well, there's actually quite an interesting history here. You see, back in the day, in my sophomore year, Margaret Trunker of yore, that's what we call former members or alumni of our children's theater group. Margaret Trunker of yore used to sit in the CC all the time and text people, "Hey, I'm in the CC, let's come hang out." And I was like, okay, so I just like did that like every day. And then she graduated and now I have to like carry her banner basically. So I see it more as a duty than a, you know, a choice.
You're carrying on her legacy.
Exactly. This was handed down to me from my predecessor.
Wow.
So
now that is stunning. I did go to the campus center today to stop by to grab a quick little coffee at the sink. And for those of you who don't know, the sink is Tufts student-run coffee shop, which is so very cool. We actually both got our little drinks today, which is very cute.
We did. I got a Girl Grass, which is a new addition to the menu. I believe it is lemonade, matcha, and lavender, which is pretty good in combination, although it does come out in a bit of an ugly green color.
You know what? I feel like that adds to like the experience, the drink, all of that. And I actually, and I mentioned this in trunk rehearsals, I actually wrote an entire essay for my English class on the sink because we had to analyze a place. Well, I was a little frustrated with that prompt because I felt like it was very vague. However, it actually ended up being a pretty decent essay, in my opinion. Maybe not my professor's opinion, but...
Well, what grade did you get on it?
Not a bad grade per se, but not like the best grade I could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
But enough of our ramblings about the sink and the campus center. Let's get back into some music for
Let's
you
all. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, so the next song I'm going to play for you all is a song by a band called The Greeting Committee. And there actually is a little bit of lore about The Greeting Committee that I will get into in a bit. If anyone from high school is listening, I'm about to drop some secret tea about... I really hope none of them are listening because this is a secret, but I'll explain because I'm thinking maybe it's mostly tough students that are, or community members or family members that are tuning in. So here is the song. It is called More by The Greeting Committee.
I just want a pocket to put my heart in. Don't mean much, but I need your love. want a pocket in my heart and said to pick yours. Always been searching. Oh, how'd you ever forget that all that I've ever been good at is giving my all just to deserve this? Oh, I'm not even. Too far away, I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. Give to you.
everybody. So the two songs that you just heard were More by The Greeting Committee, followed by Bite the Hand by Boy Genius off of their original self-titled EP in 2018. Probably one of my favorite songs off of that EP, if not my favorite. And I love their album, The Record, as well. And I think I've definitely played some Boy Genius on here before because it's a classic. It's a fan favorite for sure. And the secret story that I wanted to share about The Greeting Committee.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, Sophie totally did not hear this 5 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
So I have, sorry to all my high school friends listening, there's a band in my high school. I won't name drop any names or anything. Oh, it looks like we are getting a call.
What?
Hold on. Let's put on our next song and... Yeah, so our next song will be Babies Are Alive by Piff Plum. Alright, everybody. Sorry for the little delay there. That was Babies Are Alive by Piff Plum. We did, in fact, get a call. Sorry, the phones were not working very well. So whoever is a caller that was trying to call in, I did try to pick it up. It is a little difficult. I'm not going to lie to you all. So please feel free to call in again after we finish our little spiel for you all. But WMFO is in fact an educational radio station, so that means that every show we are going to do a PSA for you all, and today the most wonderful guest Sophie is going to read a PSA. So Sophie, take it away.
All right, here today we have a PSA about one of my favorite topics, world wealth distribution. Did you know that the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half of the world's population combined? According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Those are some numbers to think about, aren't they, Amelia?
They truly are. Thank you, Sophie. We're going to pick up a call and go into Reasons by Minnie Riperton.
Promises, I feel them in my bones, slipping through my fingers to dance upon the road. The reasons for my life are more than I can hold, but all the sweet delight to sing with all my might, to spark the inner light of wonder burning bright. You're
All right, everybody. So we are back. That was the song you just heard was Reasons by Minnie Riperton. And we actually just got a special caller. Caller, would you like to say hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Sophie and I welcome you to passenger seat. You are now in the back seat of our cars. We are taking you on this journey.
Fascinating.
So, Nick, while we were listening to some Minnie Riperton, we heard you had a special request. Would you like to repeat it for our listeners today?
I'm a bigger Harry Chapin fan. You know, like The Cats in the Cradle, like that's obviously a big one. But I think there's some other good stuff on that on a Verities and Balderdash album.
Really?
So I was kind of looking for like track three or maybe like track four on that. Probably would be pretty solid.
Yeah, track four. What's track four called?
That's 30,000 pounds of bananas.
30,000 pounds of bananas. Wow. Sophie, have you heard of that track before?
I have actually heard of that song before. In fact, it is
Isn't it great?
One of my favorites.
All right, let her rip.
All right. Thank you so much, Nick, for calling in. Everybody,
to
all your listeners, you are about to hear a wonderful, wonderful song.
A classic.
A classic, some would say. This is 30,000 pounds of bananas.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
After dark, when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hit it, big jump of bananas. He was a young and he was carrying the next day's pasty pooch for everyone in that cold, scarred city where children play without despair in backyard slag piles, and folks manage to eat each day about 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, just about 30,000 pounds. Dream it again, John.
Of bananas.
Passed a sign that he should have seen, saying shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm breath woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortening miles that ran down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and have her ease his long cramped day away, and the smell of 30,000 pounds
of bananas.
Yes, the smell of 30,000 pounds of bananas.
That was, in fact, 30,000 pounds of bananas by Harry Chapin.
I love that one.
That was a deep cut, some might say. I've actually never heard of that one, so I'm grateful. I'm so glad we're getting requests. If anyone has any questions, they can either send them in the DJ chat on the WMFO website or text me or Sophie if you know us, or give us another call, I guess. But here we are, back to just the two of us, missing our dear old pal Nick that called in. Oh, Sophie's back. Sorry.
My mic wasn't on. I am back. I am missing Nick, our recent caller, who was just incredible. Same music taste as me. So.
Wow. Wow. It was just fate, I guess, that somebody would call in and just know.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about that song earlier today. It's pretty crazy.
Of course. So let's see. Anything else going on in the Tufts sphere? I would say right now, yesterday I went to an a cappella show on campus.
Whoa.
Which, I know.
Really?
Crazy.
A cappella.
So, a cappella. I know. Wild. Unheard of at Tufts. Just such an underground thing here.
Mm.
But I did go see the Amalgamate show themed as The Matrix, which was a very fun night. I was very impressed by them.
Fascinating. You know, mm-hmm. Since you mention a cappella.
I was about to say.
I'm just shameless plug. Sheer Appeal's fall show, Sheer Appeal, is Tufts' one and only mixed-gender Jewish a cappella group,
ow.
Believe It or Not. And our spring show will be taking place on April 19th.
Be there or be square.
And I forget the location.
But trust me, if you're ever interested, like, give Sophie a text, follow Sheer Appeal on Instagram. Why not? Just keep us just keep everyone in the loop. So Sophie, I know you are you love theater, you love music. Like, I guess if you like, what would you say are like your top three artists or songs that you've been kind of on your mind at the moment?
Oh, that's a hard one.
We are actually about to get into a Sophie track coming up soon.
Oh, really?
But
wow.
Yes.
You know, we just heard a Sophie track basically, because of course my top answer is going to be 30,000 pounds of bananas. That one is a banger, as I believe the kids say. I don't know. What else?
Well, what's speaking to you right now? Are there any new releases? Are there any? Oh, or is there like a? Do you have like a guilty pleasure song?
Well, there's a release that's coming out soon. You see, in a month or so, there's going to be a new album dropped by Shearappeal.
Wait,
Tufts
no way.
One and only mixed gender Jewish a cappella group, Believe It or Not.
Wow, and I think we might, because I did actually play a track when the Mates dropped their album. So I think it went next time when
no
the Shearappeal album released.
Serious?
Yes, I did back at my 2 a.m. slot at the in semester
wow.
one. But now the 5 to 6 p.m. listeners will be able to hear some lovely Shearappeal music.
You know, before we get into our next song, could I give some more numbers to think about?
More numbers? Oh, Sophie's going crazy. We're doing two PSAs, you guys.
I just think it's important. It's important.
Thank you for sharing this with the people. Sophie, take it away.
Of course. This one's a little brief. Here are some more numbers to think about. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. And the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is, in fact, zero. Now, Amelia, are those some numbers to think about, or are they not?
Oh, those are some numbers to think about.
I'm thinking about them right now.
Wow, it's really on her mind. And all I've got to say, one more thing, I realize I never finished my story about the greeting committee. Did I? I don't think I did. I think it may have gotten cut off by our caller, Nick. Well, basically, back to the greeting committee. So my lovely, lovely high school friends, whose band name I will not drop for their own privacy. Their music's amazing. I'm sure I'll play some of it later on, and maybe you can be smart enough to put the pieces together.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So they released a song that is so good, and like I love it wholeheartedly, but then I found out secretly from, I don't remember who in the band, one of the members, that the song was heavily inspired by a song by the greeting committee, Read Between the Lines, if you know what I mean.
Wow. That is a heavy allegation.
SNL theater kids
to be
sketch.
Levying
wow.
against this band.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
But maybe if you could figure it out, let me know. It's going to require some deep diving. Oh, no, I'm getting some texts that are a little angry, but it's nothing. There was no names dropped. It was, you know what?
They hated her because she spoke the truth.
And that's on that. And now we are getting into our next track. Maybe Sophie, what inspired you to pick this track? It's the Origami Dreams. Was there anything in particular that wanted to make you put this one on the air?
Yeah, so I used to listen to this song a lot because it reminded me a lot of a particular person that I was maybe pining after last school year.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics of the song just felt pretty accurate to our situation.
Wow.
So here it is.
Thank you for sharing that, Sophie. So here is, I've never heard the song until today. I'm a big fan, actually. This is Origami Dreams by Christelle Bofale. Did I pronounce that right?
I think it's Bofale.
Bofale. Origami Dreams by Christelle Bofale. Thank you, Sophie.
Oh,
So, everyone, what you just heard was Origami Dreams by Christelle Bofale. I'm so happy that Sophie introduced me to that song because it is so fun, very indie rock, very my vibe, like indie rock, indie pop. If you couldn't tell, that's kind of, it's not everything I play on here. I like to do a mix of everything, as WMFO is a freeform station located here in Medford, Massachusetts. Sophie, would you say, is Medford, Massachusetts where you call home, or would you say, would that be elsewhere? You want to share with the viewers?
Well, it's definitely not Medford. My on-campus housing is, in fact, in Somerville. But I'm going to say it's definitely not Somerville either. The place that I call home is New Jersey. Lambertville, New Jersey, to be exact. I'm almost certain that nobody listening to this show knows where that is. But if you do, shout
except
out Lambertville.
My grandma. She might know. We'll see.
Wow.
We love having our New Jersey listeners, our Connecticut listeners, our New York listeners. I know we have lots of relatives tuning in from all over.
Also, shout out to Nathan Elmer, who I hear is listening in the car.
Ooh, thank you, Nathan. So, Sophie, what would you say? What do you do on, like, a fun day in Lambertville?
A fun day in Lambertville. Oh, there's so many things to do. You see, you can walk around. Can walk around again, you know.
What do you do when you walk around? You just wander, take in the sights?
Taking
the
sights.
Is there lots of nature, or is it more of like a suburb, a town, a city? How would you describe?
Oh, my. It is. Well, actually, it's, I don't know if anyone listening knows New Hope, Pennsylvania. It's right across the Delaware River from that. So it is quite a sort of cute little town. But, like, you know, there's not really that much to do there.
So would you say, like, has Medford, Somerville / Boston been, like, a change of pace for you over the last few years, like, compared to home? Or would you say it's similar?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's been quite a change of pace. I lost my train of thought.
What's, like, your favorite thing to do in Boston now,
favorite
would you
thing
say?
To do
or,
in
like,
Boston?
Not even, like, you frequent it, but, like, maybe one favorite thing you've done in the past.
Ooh. Well, I have to say being on Passenger's Seat on WMFO Radio.
Oh, thanks,
91.5 Sophie. FM, oh. Medford, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, she got it on lock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that's, like, maybe one of the top 10 things to do, if not the best thing to do, if you're ever in the area, is hit me up and you can come on the radio show. And speaking of home, the next song I'm actually going to play is called California by Chapel Road. And if you don't know, I am a California girl. This one's a bit of a sadder song. And I've been on a big, like, Chapel Road, like, obsession probably in the last month. Like, her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, has been, like, my album, I would say, of the last couple months. Oh, wow. And I have to talk about maybe after Chapel, because she shares the same producer with Olivia Rodrigo, which I brought up. Olivia Rodrigo's Guts tour just opened last night
goodness.
In Palm Springs, California.
Wow.
But we're going to get in some Chapel Roan. This one's a little bit more of a sad ballad, but you know what? We can have a little bit of everything on Passenger Seat.
And oh, yeah.
So here we go. Here is California by Chapel Roan.
Four states. New lands, west coast, where my dreams lay. I trade amber clay roads for the sea foam and the endless sun rays. 'Cause I was never told that I wasn't gonna get the things I want the most. But people always say if it hasn't happened yet, then maybe you should go. Come get me out of California. No leaves are brown. I miss the seasons in Missouri. My dying down. Thought I'd be cool in California. I'd make you proud. Told that give me up. Come give me up. Come give me up. Come give me up. Come give me all of California. No leaves are brown. I miss the seasons in Missouri. My dying time. You proud to think I almost had it going, but I let you down.
Sorry, hope you enjoyed that a little Caroline Polachek tease that we got because we were too busy chatting. But once again, that was California by Chapel Roan. So really quickly, I'm going to give some thoughts, I guess, on the opening of Guts Tour, which is Olivia Rodrigo's world tour that just started. I'm a really big Olivia Rodrigo fan, have been for a long time. Sophie, thoughts on Olivia Rodrigo? Listener, hater, you can have an opinion and I will not
I actually
be upset.
Don't have much of an opinion. I've only heard maybe two of her songs. The two like really famous ones. Good For You and Vampire. Mm-hmm. They both seemed pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm sure her music is great.
It is. It really speaks to like me as a Swiftie too. I feel like there's a lot of overlap there.
I see.
But she just opened her world tour and I'm so excited for her because it's like, I don't know, it's a big step. She played pretty small venues, but now doing like this big world tour at arenas, like, I don't know, I'm just so excited to see where her career goes. And she has like dancers on stage and lots of visuals and like, I don't know, it's just such a big step up from last time, which was more just like her and her guitar and piano and keeping it more simple. So it's been, I'm excited to see where the tour goes, and it looks great from the clips I saw on Twitter. So I'm very excited. So a little
Incredible.
Bit more, thank you, about Trunk, which once again is our children's theater troupe that we are both in. So if you want to explain like what, so Trunk writes a play every semester, is that right?
This is true. Trunk actually has a whole wide range of different content that we perform for our child audiences, which includes short sketches that we've written. Some of them are probably 30 years old or something that have just been passed down in the group. But every semester we write a slightly longer play, and this one is called Ocean Commotion. And it is about a group of five friendly sea creatures helping out their community.
Yes, we're very anti-littering, anti-climate change. We want to help the environment. And we've had, like, I don't know, it's been really fun. We just finished blocking the play and our shows start this week. I don't go on for another couple weeks because I am, in fact, a baby, as we call our
little baby.
Our little baby. Yeah, exactly.
But actually, as a matter of fact, Amelia and I are playing the same character in this play.
And there's lots of puns in this play.
Lots of puns.
Play on words. So our character is named Anemone, as in like sea anemone.
It's Anemone, not Nenemy. You pronounced it wrong.
Oh, thank you, Sophie. I would actually...
Anytime.
Wait, Wait.
Anemone. It's like anemone.
What did I say? Anemone?
You said anemone.
But it's anemone?
Anemone, as in sea anemone.
It's not sea anemone?
No, it's sea anemone. And
if you can tell, Sophie is many a years older than me, because obviously you could tell I'm fresh out of high school with my pronunciations of words.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
It's sometime between the age of 18 and 21, you learn how to pronounce anemone. No, but so our character is Anemone, the sea anemone, the prickly, slightly unfriendly sea anemone, who over the course of the play has a change of heart and becomes friendly and kind.
Yes, and it's just teaching kids like be kind to one another. Like,
so true.
No need to be prickly, no need to be rude. You can all just like spread the love. But all the characters are so fun. It's kind of fun to see like the different arcs, also like because people play multiple characters, so it's fun to see like everyone's take on kind of like the different vibe, which is really fun. So back to some music, you guys. The next song that we have for you all is another Sophie song.
Really?
Yes.
Which
it is
one?
Door by Caroline Polachek. Would you say Caroline Polachek is one of your favorites right now, favorites of all time?
I would. I love Caroline Polachek. I have a huge crush on her. and I also really like her music.
Oh, so, I love. How would you describe Caroline Polachek to people who are unfamiliar with her music?
I have no idea. I'm bad at describing music.
Like pop?
Yeah, like indie pop, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Pretty. I feel like from the few tracks I've heard, like, very electronic, like, for the most part. Not, like, I wouldn't call it electronic music, but, like, in terms of the production of the song. Like,
This is true.
Yeah, so the next song we're going to get into is Door by Caroline Polachek. I hope you all enjoy.
I'm just another girl in a sweater, but bet you will know this signature on a check. Took 10 laps round the planet to prove what I wasn't. And the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Been waiting for regret to hit me, some kind of reckoning. I waited for the drop, cause lately the yank comes with kin. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater, but bet you will know this signature on a check made up to you. Now there's the sunset salt in the wood, yeah. Sometimes I don't know who I'm singing to.
To another door, and I'm running.
All right, that last song was Door by Caroline Polachek. More like Caroline Pola, check your emails. If you go to Tufts and you're the treasurer of a TCU-recognized student organization, your preliminary budgets are due 11:59 p.m. this coming Monday, so make sure to get that in.
Everyone, take note from the Sophie to check your emails.
The
Sophie to check your emails. Sophie, how long have you been on TCU Senate?
I don't remember.
Wow.
No, since last February, which isn't really that long, so.
Oh, I love that. And how would you say TCU Senate, like, what do you guys do? Can you form me as a freshman who's lost as a deer in the headlights of how I should vote, how I should use my voice?
This is a fair question. Well, it's a little too late to use your voice in the most recent
SMH.
Elections we had. We had elections just, it was yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone listening does not go to Tufts or does not know, TCU Senate is the undergraduate student government of Tufts University.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not that interesting.
It's
Should we
just
talk
there.
About something else?
It's just there. And that's all that matters. Sophie, what would you say is your go-to... I always talk about food at least once on every single show. What would you say is your go-to food rec if I'm eating off campus?
If you're eating off campus, mm-hmm. I would recommend the Boston Burger Company in Davis Square. Mm-hmm. They have a burger called the Sophie.
Named
it's
after
not,
you?
It, well, it...
Practically.
It might be... It, yeah. It's basically named after me. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. I forget what's in it, but I think brie cheese is in it. It's, like, quite, like, classy. I got it one time, and it was, like, way too big. I couldn't even fit it in my mouth, so that was kind of frustrating. But
wow. So, would you, like, when you go to Boston Burger Company, would you say, like, I don't know, do you get fries, do you get onion rings? What's the side? Because I know there's so many options.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
There's
the best side pick at Boston Burger Company is the poutine.
Mm.
That's if
Wait,
you don't
I
know
feel
what
like that's
poutine
an underrated
is,
pick. I'm
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
It's fries with gravy on it. Where I come from, fries with gravy and cheese curds. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Where I come from in once again Lambertville, New Jersey.
Represent.
That's called. Oh yeah, that's called disco fries. And so I think that's a more fun name than poutine. But you know.
I like disco fries. We should give that note to Boston Burger Company. Honestly, I think they'd appreciate the feedback.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been there once before. I really enjoyed it, and I like that it was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for any of you Food
it
Network
was.
Fans with Guy Fieri.
Oh, wow.
So that's how you know it's good.
I love Guy Fieri.
He's an icon, to say the least. All right, we're getting close to the end here. We might go a little over because I think the show right after us may not be happening, but we shall see.
Uh-oh.
But since it is 5:57, I'm going to say that once again, this is Amelia, and I'm here with my special guest,
Sophie.
And Sophie is currently in the passenger seat here on 91.5 FM.
Oh, I get it.
WMFO.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I think this might be our last track of the night. we'll say a quick goodbye, I guess, but here is the lovely song that I'm sure many of you will know. It's a popular one for sure for all ages. So this is Starman by David Bowie.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low. Oh, oh. Then the loud sound